Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching tutelage and the Pastor Darling Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. We call him, we say, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and faithful comes from you. You're my hope and my contentment, hope in all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Well, good morning, Saints of God. I'm Apostle Horsley. My wife, Evangelist Horsley, here. We're going to be facilitating in this hour of power of prayer. It's good to be on this Thursday morning, the 26th day of October. Hallelujah to God. A few more days, and we'll be out of the month of January already. A lot of things are happening all over the place. But this is our hour of power of prayer. We came to present ourselves before the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And every prayer request, every situation. Thank you, God, for all he's done. Hallelujah to God. God is moving by his spirit and by his power in spite of all that's going on, in spite of all the chaos. God is still on the throne. Nothing has taken our God by our surprise. Our God is an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I thank God on this Thursday morning because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah to God. This is an awesome time to be alive. Hallelujah to God. God is awesome. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah to God. I just thought a little bit about how it's going to be able to step into the kingdom of God, hallelujah, God, and look at the very face of the one that controls everything, hallelujah, to God.
Right.
And when you look at the history of God, and when
that's
you look
right.
at the years that
thank
is,
you,
and when you start thinking about they cannot count back the times, hallelujah, God, that they find things that just push God in creation, because all things were created by him,
yes.
hallelujah to God. And you're trying to tell me that this almighty God cannot handle these little problems we have, hallelujah to God. My goodness, God is already working on Sunday, and the day is just Thursday, hallelujah to God. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for all the babies that were born just this month. Hallelujah, God. How many were just born between yesterday prayer line and today
yes.
prayer line?
Yes.
I tell you, say to God, we serve an awesome God.
Yes.
There's just none like him. Hallelujah,
glory
to God.
Be to God.
And we
thank
God for his Holy Spirit that
thank
comes down
Jesus.
And blesses us and that keeps us.
Thank
you. God for everyone that got back home safely that went abroad. Hallelujah, to God.
Thank
God for everyone who has went to a place, who has work being done, who's entrepreneurship. These are just a little few things that don't even amount to much, hallelujah to God.
Mm-hmm.
But God is yet blessed, hallelujah.
Lord,
this is
yes.
a God that has the time to hear a child's first
Lord,
word. So we come
yes.
together
thank
in this
Lord.
Hour of power of prayer to worship
yes.
God and to serve God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. This is our first fruit offering this
yes.
morning in the name of Jesus, to worship and to praise God and to
yes.
tell him how much we love him. Hallelujah. And we still thank God because he's going to repair Minister Mary's house
yes.
in a good fashion. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
He's working on every situation. Minister Chris' business, he's
yes.
just working in the hallelujah to God. He's waiting for you to bring
yes.
something to him. Hallelujah, that he can work on, that he can
yes.
bless, hallelujah to God. Because the Bible says he's a rewarder
yes.
of them that diligently seek him. We thank God for the vision there, hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor Darlene Bunn is a wonderful woman of God, hallelujah
yes.
to God. Thank you, God, yes. praying that all the grandchildren, everybody's grandchildren as well, hallelujah to God. As we move forth in this hour of power, prayer, so it's Father, in the
yes.
name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord God, that we come in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God.
Yes.
Come with our eyes and our hearts filled with praise,
yes.
O Lord God. We came to worship
yes.
and praise you, O Lord God. Just to adore you, Lord God. Thank you for the laying
yes.
down last night in the name of
yes.
Jesus, O Lord God. As the Passover yes. taught us, O Lord, laying down in the very image of death, hallelujah,
oh.
God, and resting in peace. Rising up today, O Lord
yes.
God, with our minds stayed on you, O Lord God. God, we
yes.
thank you for every joint working, O Lord God, the movement, the activity of the limbs, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Minister Linda's body, that the Holy Spirit is just moving through everybody's body. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Regulate things,
thank
causing
you.
These bodies to line up
thank
with the word
you.
Of God, oh Lord God.
Thank
putting strength in our body, oh Lord God, because
yes.
we have to go forth to conquer and to conquer, oh Lord God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, God. Rebuking
oh,
the
yes.
powers of darkness, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every form of darkness, oh Lord God.
Thank
spiritual
you,
wickedness in high places, oh Lord
thank
God.
You.
Asking, oh Lord God, that you would go through the government, oh Lord
thank
God,
you,
in this situation, oh Lord God, and all the chaos on Capitol Hill, oh Lord God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would regulate minds, oh Lord God, and
yes.
stop the confusion, oh Lord God. Touch
thank
mental
you,
illnesses,
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Moving by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for looking on all the drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, that are going on. There's a spirit of killing, oh Lord God, that Cain's spirit is running away, but we command it to stop, oh Lord God. We command Satan and the demons to cease their attack, oh Lord God, to cease their attack. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you bless each and every one, oh Lord God, that's under the sound of the voice, oh Lord God, each and every one, Lord.
Oh, yes.
That will come to the archives, oh Lord God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. They will listen in, oh Lord God, today, any day, Lord God. Let the anointing
yes.
of God go out and permeate the ear,
yes.
oh Lord God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, oh Lord God, all over this United States of America,
yes.
God. Even in the inclement weather, oh Lord God, with
oh, yes.
storms going on, oh Lord God, and tornadoes, oh Lord God, and things are happening out of season, oh Lord
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus. We come to give you praise,
praise.
In this hour of power, prayer, Lord
oh,
God,
yes.
because you're the reason that we live, oh Lord God. We were created to praise you, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we have gotten our hearts out of the willow tree, oh Lord God. We came to bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God. The fruits of our lips. Here, Lord God. Here, Lord God, right now on this radio station, oh Lord God. This is our hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we're going to move right along in this hour. Hallelujah to God. Because the wife have a word. She has the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. And we want to get to your prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. And your testimonies. And hallelujah. And just hear about all of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I put in my prayer request today. Hallelujah to God. Some things come up. Hallelujah to God. But that's okay because the adversary is on his job. Hallelujah to God. So we woke up this morning to get on our job, worshiping and praising the Lord, ascribing him all the blessing that he's wonderful. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, we thank him for the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary Hill. And we have purchased with a price in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
God, he alone is worthy.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we have a praise. And we got to get out. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. For he alone is worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Amen. Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, we thank you so much, Apostle Horsley, for the powerful prayer and the exhortation there. Now we're going to read our Praise the Lord scripture of the week. Just want to say praise the Lord, saints, and we do honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. We do honor our visionary, our beloved pastor, Darlene Bundage, and we truly thank God for the anointed saints of God who have been chosen as well for such a time as this to go forth in the things of God. We thank you all in your respective places. We do honor our clergy and all the saints in their respective places, and we want you to continue to hold on, saints, to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to read Matthew, the 12th chapter, and our scripture of the week is in verse 25, but I'm going to start at the 22nd verse and read up to the 25th verse, if that's okay. All right. Then it was brought, I'm reading Matthew 12, 22 to 25. Then it was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. He healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Glory be to God. Oh, this is a powerful scriptures here. But I just have a couple of points I want to bring out. It says, Jesus knew, saints, that the Pharisees believed that Jesus' ability to cast out demons and to heal the sick came from Satan, hallelujah, and not from God. But Jesus knew their evil thoughts, hallelujah. Truly, truly, in spite of all that Jesus did, in spite of all the miracles that Jesus performed, even in the sight of the so-called religious sect at that time, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and even some of the scribes, my God, they came so hard against Jesus. Oh, my God. St. John 1 and 12, Jesus says, he came unto his own saints, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them he gave up the power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Aren't you glad that Jesus chose us to be saved from the foundation of the world? I'm so glad that Jesus chose us, saints. I'm so glad that we are among the ecclesia on this morning. I'm so glad that Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, healed us from the spiritual condition of blindness. Every one of us was blind spiritually before we came to Jesus. But I want to let you know I'm so glad that Jesus took the scales from off of our eyes and off our hearts, hallelujah, so that now we are the sons of the living God. We are the children, hallelujah, of the Most High God. Glory be to God. So in essence, we know that these Sadducees and the Pharisees and some of the scribes came hard against Jesus, but that did not stop the miracle working power of Jesus, because during this time in Jesus' ministry, it lets us know that Jesus went about teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every manner of sickness and disease among the people. Truly, the deity of Jesus could not be denied, but it was denied even amongst his own people. Hallelujah. You know, nothing is really new under the sun. Truly, we can testify to the fact that there's many in our family who do not like us because of our salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's people in our community that hate us because we claim the name of Jesus. We have received Jesus in our lives, and they come hard against us. Even our coworkers, even some of our bosses hate us because we are the children of the Most High God. The saints of God, we got to continue to lift up that bloodstained banner. We got to keep on sharing the glorious gospel with others. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like what Jesus answered to them. He said he knew their thoughts, and he said every kingdom divided against itself, yes, hallelujah, shall perish. In other words, hallelujah, Jesus is an omniscient God. He knows the thoughts in the hearts of the people, and he knew that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, hallelujah, did not receive him. But that was all right. As I stated previously, Jesus still went on doing great works, because truly he was the Messiah that they were trying to deny. But the works of God overshadowed what they thought, and it didn't matter what they thought. Hallelujah. The truth was that Jesus was the living God, and he still is the only wise, true, and living God. He is the Messiah. Hallelujah. He brought the kingdom of God, and they never observed that the kingdom of God was in the Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't realize that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings was in Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it's so important that we don't be moved by what others think about us. Glory be to God. We've got to be moved the fact that we are pleasing God. Hallelujah. And that we are the children of God. Glory be to God. It is important to understand that Jesus made it clear that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Hallelujah. He answered their wicked thinking by bringing a truth to their hearts, hoping that maybe they would change their minds. My God. Every kingdom, he made clear, it that's divided against itself is brought to desolation or laid to waste, destroyed. Every city divided against itself shall be brought to desolation. Every house divided against itself shall be brought to desolation and cannot stand. Saints of God, it's important to understand that the prosperity of a kingdom, a nation, a city, a people, a church, is the unity of the people. Glory be to God. This is why Jesus, before he left here, he prayed a prayer in St. John 17:21. He says, Lord, I pray that they be one as thou art with me. Hallelujah. For as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Jesus' desire was that we become one in Christ, one in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, it's important that we understand that Jesus desired unity, hallelujah, in the body of Christ. Galatians 5:15, Apostle Paul says, but if ye bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. Saints of God, we got to be careful of the wicked one, because the devil wants to bring division in the church of the Most High God. That's why it's important, those of us who's on this prayer line, to be in unity, hallelujah, with the mind of Christ, hallelujah. And I'm so thankful for our visionary, because she has the mind of Christ, and it's easy to follow those who have the mind of Christ. Let's continue to work together in one accord in this ministry. Glory be to God as we continually bring honor, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Because we know the enemy is still on his job to kill, steal, destroy, to divide. Hallelujah. Truly, we can see that Satan is still sending that spirit of division amongst our churches, in our government, in our families, in marriages. Hallelujah. In various organizations. And we know Satan come to bring division so that the people will fall and not accomplish the mission in which God has called us to accomplish. Psalms 133, David said, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to live together in harmony. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, Apostle Paul saying, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined in the same mind and in the same judgment. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to be united with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, with God's mission, hallelujah, for us, his people. Glory be to God. The vision should be that we want to spread the gospel. We want to be able to assist with the Holy Ghost in the salvation of souls. We must be united in our prayer, united in our vision, united in our mission, hallelujah, to preach the gospel everywhere, to be united in our vision that souls be saved, to be united in prayer that all of us would accomplish, hallelujah, the divine ordinance of God in each of our lives. God has ordained that each of us individually as well as collectively glory him while we have time on this earth, saints of God. It's so important that we understand that Jesus was saying that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. He was letting them know, listen, I healed this man, not with the power of darkness as you think in your evil hearts, but I have healed this man with the power of Jesus. I am, hallelujah, the only way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. In my hand, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this man has been healed. I'm bringing to you the kingdom of God, the kingdom of righteousness, because we know the kingdom of Jesus is peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. But they were trying to insult Jesus, but Jesus just, you know, he just erased it. He just let them know what y'all saying really don't make sense, because darkness cannot destroy darkness. Hallelujah. Only light can destroy darkness. And I am the light of the world. He's come to bring salvation. I've come to bring healing to my people. I've come to bring deliverance to my people. Glory be to God. I've come to destroy the yokes and the bondages off the minds and hearts of my people. Jesus was letting them know, I am the Messiah. In spite of what you're saying, hallelujah, my own works speak for me. Hallelujah. Jesus yet went about doing the work of the kingdom. And it's a lesson for us to understand, saints, that many people will come against you. Don't be bothered by that. Just continue to press for the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Ignore their foolish sayings and pray for them that they might be healed, hallelujah, of their spiritual blindness as we were healed by our spiritual blindness. And we got to understand that Jesus truly is the lover of our soul, because our soul needed to be saved. And I'm so glad that Jesus saved our souls. I'm glad that he called us, hallelujah, to be saved. I'm so glad that we are amongst his chosen. So we want to give God all the glory on this morning. We want to give God all the praise that we have been chosen to be in the army of the Lord, that we have been chosen to be the people of God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to lift up Jesus because he chose us before the foundation of the world to be saved. Remember, the word of God gives us to know that we are a chosen generation, saints. We are a royal priesthood. We are peculiar people that we should show forth the praises of him who have called us all out of darkness into the kingdom, the glorious kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have been called out of darkness. So don't let anybody make you think, hallelujah, that we represent the kingdom of darkness. But we know the devil is a liar. We must continue, saints, to walk the walk, talk the talk. Hallelujah. We got to live this life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus says they will know you by the fruit that you bear. We got to bear the fruit of the Spirit, saints, so that people will know who we are in spite of the enemy that's going to come against us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For truly, our works will never be denied. Our fruit will never be denied. Jesus could never be denied because of all the great works he did while he was here on this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know, saints of God, that when we are in agreement with the mind of God, hallelujah, we are on the winning team. Glory be to God. The Apostle Paul makes it clear, I'm almost done, in Romans 8. He say, if God be for us, who can be against us? He also says, nay, in all these things, y'all, we are more than conquerors against every opposition that comes against us, against every contrary spirit that tries to come against us. It would fail. Hallelujah. Jesus says, the Apostle Paul says, I am persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we're not going to worry about what people are saying against us or what they say or what they don't say about us. We are going to continue to work the works of him while it's day. God bless you all. Let me pray something that may have been encouraged y'all hearts in Jesus to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, sweetheart, for that wonderful,
Jesus,
powerful message.
Thank
you. A kingdom,
yes,
that is divided against itself,
that's right,
is brought to desolation.
That's it. That's
what
it.
Stood out to me was that you know,
yes,
make sure that we all speak,
that's right,
the same thing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
That's right.
Because God is going to come,
yes,
with tests with you. He's going to try you. You'll be tried.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make sure that you speak the same,
that's
thing,
right,
that Jesus Christ is,
that's right,
the Son of God. We had an,
yes,
issue come up here in Florida,
yes,
where the governor,
yes,
of the state didn't want a particular curriculum taught about black history. And the people went to Washington,
mm-hmm,
to oppose it,
yes. Yes.
To get things changed.
Yes.
We have to be careful, saints of God.
Yes.
What we hear, what we see, and what we stand for, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And we stand that Jesus Christ is the,
yes,
Son of the living God.
Yes.
It's true. I'm all stirred up here. See, now I don't want to start speaking and preaching right after you. Hallelujah,
that's
God.
Right.
But
right.
He is the Son of God.
That's right.
And when they call him Beelzebub, the prince of the devil, the prince, you know, they have different gods and stuff.
Yeah.
But Jesus, Jesus had a way of really just cutting that, he's called cut the quick, you know.
Yeah.
He cuts you quick, you know, and he answers you meekly by the time that he says
that's right.
that a kingdom is divided by itself, gave them time to have to think about that then.
That's right.
It cannot stand.
That's right.
And then he said every kingdom that has this division, every situation that is divided,
that's right.
and not speaking the same thing,
that's right.
hallelujah to God, it's brought to nothing, it's brought to nothing, it's brought to desolation,
that's
hallelujah
right.
to God.
That's right.
So therefore, we thank God for the word today, sweetheart. We're going to move right along in this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We koshata nakayo siya. Feel a praise, hallelujah to God. In my spirit coming on. We're going to go. I want to give our time here to our Pastor Darlene. She might have something that she wants to say before she gets your name in the prayer request. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to see just that comes, hallelujah to God. So a lot of times when you're in the Word, hallelujah, God, a spirit, they hear something, and there might be something there that God has for us right now. The name of Jesus, that we'll come back and we'll get your prayer request, and we're going to go up to the top of this hour in the name of Jesus. So that'll be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Darlene, are you available now? Hallelujah.
Yes, I am, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful word this morning. Our Evangelist Wonderland, I mean, it was just so rich, and you sounded so enthusiastic about it. And those are the times that we can really receive, you know, when we hear the enthusiasm and hear the Spirit of God just coming forth. And as you just said you feel a praise, and I believe this is a good time for us to come in and praise for that word and for God. Just great things,
right.
you know, just giving him praise. No petitions at this time. Just praise the Lord right now. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
don't have.
You
delivered
us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Yes,
as Pastor sing a song, as the Spirit of the Lord come down, 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 down.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah to
God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Even she stand like I. Glory! And we say hallelujah.
Yes.
He alone.
Oh, yes.
He alone is worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before the mountain was even brought forth, for anything was, he is.
Yes, Lord.
He told Moses, I am. Glory to God that I am. Hallelujah. What about it? I am.
Glory.
He's always there whenever you need a friend. Hallelujah to God. Yes.
Glory.
Yes, God, I call you.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Lines are open. You can give your name, your prayer request. Hallelujah to God as we move in this hour of power prayer. What a wonderful Thursday morning to worship and to praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. In spite of it, it's going to be all right. Got up this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I woke up this morning, my mind stayed on Jesus. Walk and talk with my mind.
Hey,
stayed
glory
on him.
Hallelujah.
That's because we don't have to worry about the government.
Hallelujah.
Because the government is upon his shoulder.
Hallelujah.
We're in the kingdom of God.
Thank
we'll be all right.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Already. It's already
all right.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's
good
Sister
morning.
Yvonne.
Yes.
And I have a prayer request for my grandson, Keyshawn. He's 19. He finished school. He graduated. But he need a job, and God needs to open the door and show him the right way. And I want a prayer request for my sister, Lois. Her knees keep cramping, keep locking up. But thank you.
Yes, amen.
Yes, everybody's alive with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
My Lord, yes.
Good morning, Sister Marie. And I have a praise report. My neighbor, Patricia, her sister, Sandra, y'all have been praying for her. And now she's had surgery, and she's not in as much pain as she was, and she's doing good. So thank y'all for praying for Sandra.
Well, we give her a praise. Give God a praise. The honor and the glory for the whole
another day.
Okay, Sister Taylor. Yes, it is.
So we can hear you better.
Go ahead, Sister Taylor.
Yes. I like to just praise the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. I went to Cleveland Clinic and had a good report from the doctors, but I also had to have blood taken, and I have tiny veins, and chemo destroys the veins, so I have a hard time. And so the technician said, you haven't went to sleep on me, have you? And I said, no, I'm just praising the Lord. And he said, the prayer of the righteous faileth not. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And they got 7,000 blood. So, Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you for a good report from those vials of blood.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to share this morning just a short testimony about some things that happened this week for me. I went to the dentist, and thank God that, you know, there were several things that need to be done to my mouth, and it was a total of about maybe $1,800 that was the total cost. But because of my insurance, I only have to pay like $47 out of all of that money. So I'm thanking God for his, I mean, I'm just glad that I to get in there and get the things scheduled. I mean, I'll have to get them done maybe in two sessions from now, but I'm just praising God for the favor when I went in there so I can get this work done in my mouth. So I'm just giving God praise for that. And then also my vehicle was actually really crazy. It was making this thumping noise, and I finally got a way to get over there and get it looked at, and they fixed it yesterday, and it was not, I had talked to several people, and somebody said it was going to be between $400 and $700, and then somebody else said it was like $389, but I was able to get it fixed for $250, so I thank God for the favor on yesterday. Thank God for, you know, people who know to get that work done. So God, once again, for that. So let's give God some praise for the favor.
Because a lot of my nieces, they have degrees in medicine. Now,
I want to believe God for them to get themselves an urgent care, mm-hmm. or one of those clinics where they work in, so that they would have be able to preach the gospel and give out medical care. It's lucrative. I don't know too much about it, but I know that they've been there and they're on a job. But we have God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, on our side.
Oh, yeah.
And we could, and he says, call those things as not as though there were.
Yes.
So we believe in God for that. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it's time now. Hallelujah to God. And all the prayer requests in.
Yes.
And we're going to get the pastor to take us to the top of the hour. All the prayer requests in.
Yes.
This is Sister Gladys. And I just want to thank God for this, for favor. I want favor for my vehicle. That God has blessed me. Everything is the Lord, the earth and the fullness thereof, and everyone and everything that's in it. And so I just appreciate you, God, and that I'll be led to the right person to go to that won't try to charge me exorbitant amounts of money just to pray for something
mm-hmm.
that's simple, my car, in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just not that they give me paying out
yeah.
a whole bunch of money. And so this is what I'm running now because I'm a woman, number one, and they think sometimes women don't know that much. So I'm just appreciating God for all that he's going to do. So I'm just going to just wait for him to, send me somebody that's going to, and as I go out there and I look also to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's all coming. Pray for the requests today. All of these requests that we have, we pray them. So let's just come in and say prayer for these people. Amen. So Lord, we thank you.
Oh God, we thank you right now for this day, Lord. Thank you for being in our presence. Thank you for being in prayer on Sunday. And we pray that you see God's grace on his show. We pray that the job that he needs, oh God. And even beyond that, Lord, we see the soul. Take them home, Lord. We pray that that's the most important part of our needs to be healed, God. By your power, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for Pastor Galactic Cardinal family, Lord. We pray, O God, for salvation
Amen. all the good
already in the name of Jesus. The battle is won. Hallelujah. Jesus, everything good and perfect is coming from our Father God. So we appreciate you just being in agreement today. Each and every person is here. We thank you for your time. Thank you for your talent and your tenth. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're at the top of the hour, and we thank God for just his love, his grace, and his mercy. And I make a declaration this morning for every sister and brother in Christ, that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. We thank God today that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that the Lord restores to the people of God, hearing my voice, that your fortunes, as he restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that the Lord gives us strength, gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, you increase power. Thank the Lord today. I decree today that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance, and we will continue to resist the devil, and he flees in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will continue to seek the face of God. I decree this morning that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because the Lord God Almighty is with us. And we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. Again, I want you to know that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for your prayers. Thank God today that you love yourself, you love your family, your friends, and your foes. As we love people into the kingdom will be enlarged because of that. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ.